Good morning, Village Goldsmith.
Hey, how you doing, Karen? How was your
I am
weekend?
doing well. It's Monday. We're working.
There you go. There you go.
Things are back in order.
There you go. Did you have a nice
yes.
weekend?
Yeah, I did get to go out to dinner with my son and his girlfriend. And yeah, so it was very nice. How about you?
Just normal stuff, you know, nothing
yeah.
too crazy.
Yeah,
so
nothing.
They're not engaged yet? When was he planning on doing that?
Well, so that's interesting. You should ask because her father was here visiting this past weekend. It's one of the reasons we all got together for dinner.
Uh-huh.
But I hadn't had a chance to talk to just him without Katie there because I thought, you know, he wants to surprise her, right?
Sure, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. So finally, so we have dinner together Saturday night, and I said to my husband, what do you think? He goes, I don't know, I haven't heard anything either. So I called him last night, but I know Katie's there in the background, so he can't really talk. And I said, so while he was here, did you get a chance to chat with him? And he said, yeah. And he was anticipating it being awkward, and it was. He's an interesting gentleman. He's Japanese heritage.
Okay.
They're both sides of her family are. He's a really smart engineer. He worked for Northrop Grumman for 35 years or something. So he was an aerospace engineer. And
wow.
Yeah. So real interesting man. Very nice man, you know, but just kind of
awkward. Yeah.
He hit the green button.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
So anyway, yes, and I said, at some point, can you tell me how more details? Yeah, Ma, it's all good. It's all good. It's just funny.
So were they, because he is of that heritage, were they hoping that his daughter would?
I don't know.
You know, because, sometimes they don't like them going outside.
Right. But here's the thing, Adrian, she's fourth generation. I mean, her parents grew up in Fresno. Both grandparents had farms, you know, avocados, pecans,
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. It's not like they're just recently.
Okay, yeah.
You know, but she is born and raised in Southern California, which is a big Asian population, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also been together, through college and now 3 or 4 more years.
Right,
so
yeah. So
it's not a surprise.
So.
And they just bought a place together. So it's not a surprise. But he is, Dylan has said this over the years with him, that he is a rather, he's just awkward socially, as a lot of really smart people are.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you're talking about.
Like
every time I think of somebody super smart, have you ever watched the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You know, I always think of
that.
Sheldon,
yes.
how awkward socially he is. Because
That's funny
so
you should
smart.
Mention that, because the college he went to, that he and Katie went to, Occidental College, is right next door to Caltech.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And they have an agreement or a reciprocating thing where you can take courses at both. In fact, Dylan had considered doing a 3-2 where you do 3 years at Oxy and 2 years at Caltech. He didn't. He ended up just graduating at the one. But it was funny. His senior year, he called us one time and said, I have got a professor that not only looks like Sheldon, but he talks like Sheldon. He is awkward like him.
That's so funny. Oh,
and
my
we
goodness.
Met him at graduation briefly, and I went, oh, my goodness, they are like that.
Yeah, someone talks about somebody who's like, high up, very,
mm-hmm.
very off the chart smart.
Right.
You can
then they can't always relate.
Right. It's almost like it's a form of not autistic.
No, but see, it's on that spectrum. We were
Correct.
Just talking about that. Super smart people very often.
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
Like Rain Man also. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. Oh, I forgot about that. That's a good one too, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so anyway, well, have to hear the whole story.
Oh, yeah, you'll hear.
Oh,
hear,
yeah,
so.
Eventually.
Well, good, very good.
Yes,
and then,
so anyway, sorry, that's not why you called, I'm sure.
No, you're good. I talked to Ron, and he said, go ahead. I copied you guys in on the email for the recut. The one stone was too small.
Oh, can you hang on just a second, Adrian?
Sure.
Hold on just a second. Sorry about that.
No.
Somebody talking to me.
You're
I'm on
fine.
The phone, but okay. Yeah, so the one was too little.
Yep.
And then I was hoping we'd get a pear shape out of the other, so that's good.
Yep.
That's kind of what we told the customer.
Correct.
And then, you know, I mean, these chip stones do us no good, so might as well get something out of that 31.
So, I copied you guys in on the email,
yes.
So you have it
yep.
for your record.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Yep. And then you should have gotten on Friday. More
oh, the little guys? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I think good on those.
Okay, and then the half-carat total weight stud, did you guys, were you able
to oh, Lordy, no, he didn't. I'll try and do that today. I'm
okay.
sorry.
No,
yes.
You're fine. All right,
jeez.
Very good.
All right.
All right, thank you. One more thing on top
yes.
of what you get to do, right?
Just oh, exactly. That's Mondays for you, though.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Anything
well,
else
enjoy.
I can help with?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Not at the moment, but yeah. I will call if I have something.
All right. You got it, Karen. Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Always fun. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.